This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
That is the voice of our next guest here on Rahimi and Harris on the Score. Rami Makhlouf in for Marshall Harris. Alex Cohen, he does play-by-play, as you know, for Marquee Sports Network. He is at Voice of Cohen 2. And Alex is calling the game with Elise Miniker today for Marquee. We also want to tell you, before we get to Alex, we're giving away stuff.
Ooh.
Listen all week for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Toto with special guests Christopher Cross and Men at Work. That's right. You got some Yacht Rock Saturday, August 9th at Credit Union One Amphitheater in Tinley Park. Tickets are available now at LiveNation.com. When I think of Yacht Rock, I do not think of the energy that you bring, Alex.
I love me some Toto, so we're good with that. So.
Bless some rains where you need to be.
Why not? Not today.
Fair enough. We talked a lot in our first segment with Rami about the just excitement. Like, this is a buzz. Even for the games that I've been here at Gallagher Way, we do this often on a Friday 120. This Red Sox series is different. I feel like this is an excellent test for this Cubs team, winners of 10 in a row. How are you sizing this up when it comes to just the excitement and what the Cubs are going to face this weekend?
Well, first, you know, Friday 120 at Wrigley Field is special. Doing it out of the break is even more special. And in 75 degrees and sunny, I mean, it's a perfect time for this series to happen. You have the Red Sox that have won 10 straight. You have the Cubs, who are 18 games over 500, the second-best team in the National League, and really one of the best teams in baseball. So this is a really nice litmus test to start off the quote-unquote second half, although it's not really the second half. We're far past the first half. But to start off this trek after the All-Star break.
For fans and doing what Layla and I do for a living, the All-Star break is tough, man. Like, I don't even know what to watch it. Like, I turn on my TV and I'm like, what do I even do right now?
I was live tweeting the All-Star game. I need more regular season baseball back. Come on now.
I was going to ask, is this like a nice break, vacation for you, or are you as itchy as we are to get baseball
Alrighty,
back up and running?
I'm jonesing. I think after the home run off in the All-Star game, you're waiting for when's Friday 120 going to come? Let's count down the hours. Let's hit the alarm clock. And yeah, I was back at home with some family. Apparently forgot to apply sunscreen regularly. But it's so nice to have baseball back here at Wrigley Field. You have the weekend, and now it's a stretch of games where you're either playing here at Wrigley Field, or you have that series against the White Sox next weekend, and then you go up to Milwaukee. So it's a really great stretch of Cubs baseball.
I also want to point out, like, we talked a little bit about it earlier. Starting on the mound, a familiar face for a lot of us is Lucas Giolito, who I think has enjoyed a bit of a renaissance. He struggled here at Wrigley. That has been a place that has been a bugaboo for him. But on the other side is Colin Ray, who I think you can see has had progress in the recent starts that he's made, going back to what I thought at the time was his best of the season against Houston. Then he goes 6 2/3 against St. Louis on July 4th. Then he faces Minnesota, goes 7 innings there. Each time he only gave up one earned run. How do you explain the progress you've seen out of him?
I mean, I think it's just the baseball season. So he started off the year really well when he was in between spots where he was in the bullpen, starting rotation. Then he had that 3-4-start stretch in the middle of June where he was kind of regressing to the mean, but he came back. He's been the stopper for this Cubs team. When they're going bad, they're not getting innings from their starting pitching. He's just so calm, cool, collected, goes out there on the mound. And I think that Minnesota start was the biggest one. When the team was scuffling up there at Target Field, and he really just shut down that offense. And then they go into New York, they win 2 out of 3, and then that road trip is 3-3. You go into the All-Star break, and now a bunch of time at Wrigley Field. So I think that start against Minnesota could prove to be one of the biggest starts of the season for the Cubs.
And I said to Layla earlier, and it's easy to talk about the Kyle Tuckers and the PCAs of the world. I don't know where this team is without the Colin Rays of the – not just him, but – guys up and down this roster outperforming the back of their baseball card,
yeah,
or however you want to term it.
There's a lot of X factors on this team. One is Colin Wright. Another one, Carson Kelly, who had that huge April, yep, that he comes back in July, hitting nearly 400 in July. If you look at his total numbers, 12 homers, a near 900 OPS, one of the best defensive catchers in baseball, probably should have been an All-Star. And then you look at the bullpen. If you would have asked us in March, hey, do you think the Cubs would be 18 games over 500 if Drew Pomeranz and Chris Flexen and Brad Keller were big parts of the bullpen? You'd probably say no, but credit to those guys, credit to the Cubs, bring them in as non-roster invites, and they've been studs.
Oh, yeah, I call them Kel Pomflex. Marshall always cringes when I say it. It sounds like something you might buy at an infomercial.
Is there a hyphen in there in between those?
No, it's
okay,
just Kel Pomflex. But I feel like Kel Pomflex as a unit has performed very well. The former starters, you knew them as guys who had started for the last 5 so years or the first 5 so years of their careers. Mm-hmm. But Pomeranz might be the best example of just reinventing himself. Keller, too, because of what he went through with the thoracic outlet syndrome.
Yep.
But when you consider those two and just how they've been able to say, okay, this is what we're doing right now, Flexen obviously needing to start here and there and still doing it. I don't know how you say enough about the versatility and success that they've had.
Well, the crazy part about Drew Pomeranz was he wasn't on the Cubs roster during spring training. They traded for him not when he was with the Seattle Mariners, when he was with the AAA Tacoma Rainiers, and he had an ERA around 5. Now he comes back here, and he's one of the best relievers in the National League. So it's a credit to Drew Pomeranz. It's a credit to the Cubs and their pitch lab and their pitching coaches and what they've been able to do with those trio of relievers. Also, Daniel Palencia going from, you know, being in Japan, then AAA, and now one of the best closers in baseball. It's just those four relievers are just a microcosm of what the Cubs bullpen has been able to do.
Speaking of surprises when it comes to this Cubs baseball team, if I told you back in April you're going to lose Justin Steele for the season, you're going to lose Shota Imanaga for 2 months, we still haven't seen Javier Assad, and it's August. Where would you think this Cubs team is?
Not to 18 games over 500. Not in first place in the Central. I think they've done a tremendous job weathering the storm. I mean, credit to Matthew Boyd. Credit to Shota Imanaga coming back off the injury list and, you know, pitching to a tune of a sub-3 ERA. You know, credit Jameson Taillon before the injury where he had up and down starts.
Yeah.
And he's a guy who has 10 quality starts. So, you know, I think that missing four starters, but yet still being 18 games over 500, that's great. But do they get reinforcements at the trade deadline? I guess we'll find out.
We also have a lineup that's out, so let's go over it with Alex Cohen since he's here. Michael Busch batting leadoff. He is at first base. Then you have Kyle Tucker. He is in right field. Seiya Suzuki, your DH today, facing Lucas Giolito. Pete Armstrong is batting cleanup. Then it's Carson Kelly catching for Colin Ray. Ian Happ is in left field. Dansby Swanson, Nico Hoerner, and then you have Matt Shaw. We know that Ian Happ moved down in the lineup against the Yankees. We talked about it with him earlier in the week. He ended up producing. What do you think about how he was able to do so in that last series, and then what do you expect out of him facing a Red Sox team that can throw?
Yeah, I think it's just a change of scene. I mean, I think all players might need that at some point of the season. If things aren't working out in the leadoff spot, you're going to play Ian Happ, but him in the sixth hole where he's a switch hitter, he can break up the righties and the lefties, bring Michael Busch up to the top of the lineup. He's been one of the best hitters in all of baseball for the last 2 months, so you put guys in spots where, you know, Michael Busch, you're going to start off the lineup. You'll be the catalyst of the lineup. Hopefully it's a bomb just like you did in Yankee Stadium. But I think Ian Happ brought it up really well. He says, yeah, they put me somewhere. I'll contribute. Doesn't matter if it's a leadoff spot. Doesn't matter if it's a 7-hole. Heck, if I'm a 9-hole hitter, I'll go out there and do my job. So I think it's a good spot for Ian. Technically the middle of the order, but I guess he's hitting 7th. And I think that he'll have a really nice series here at Wrigley Field.
How cool is it for you, the former voice of the Iowa Cubs, to see PCA kind of follow him up here to the big leagues and the other prospects that have come up here in the last year or two, to see them come up here and really flourish and succeed the way that they have?
Yeah, cool is one word. I mean, it's been pretty amazing, especially with Pete, when he had so much billing coming up to the AAA level, number one prospect in the Cubs organization, his first hit with the Iowa Cubs, home run. He had that big home run against Willie Peralta last year that went viral. And then, you know, he comes up and he's not one of just the best players on this Cubs team. He's one of the best players in baseball. And you knew he'd be able to do it defensively. You knew he'd be able to run. I thought that he'd be able to hit 20 home runs in a season. I didn't think he would have 20 by the All-Star break and be the most valuable player in the National League. So it's pretty cool.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We're talking to Alex Cohen. He is on the broadcast on Marquee today. Elise Miniker is your analyst, and Lance Brozdowski, who I thought just did a great job at the Major League Baseball draft on Sunday as part of the MLB coverage, is part of it as well. I love that Elise is, of course, your analyst. Mm-hmm. She's done that so many times. She does a great job. And to have Lance, how do you speak about partnering with these two and seeing them flourish in the roles that they've had with Marquee?
Yeah, Lance, what a dummy, right? I mean, he just just a wealth of information to be able to talk with Lance. I feel like I have to learn another language of baseball. He just has so much in that brain of his. He views baseball from an analytical lens. He knows about not only the Cubs, but also other teams, the trade deadline, the farm system, the draft prospects. So I feel like I can ask Lance a question about anything, he'd be able to answer it. And then Elise, it's really special being able to call a game with Elise, because we call games together at AAA Iowa, and Principal Park is great. I loved it. We love calling games there together. But Wrigley Field, Friday, 120, it's a little bit different. So it'll be a fun broadcast, and Elise is the best. She comes very prepared, obviously very smart, former athlete. She does great work, so I'm really looking forward to working with both of them.
You've brought up the trade deadline a couple of times now, unsolicited, and it's coming up. We're, what, less than 2 weeks away from July 31st. We get antsy, like, make a move. Are you the same way, or are you just kind of sitting back and watching the whole thing?
I'm enjoying the fact that the Cubs are 18 games over 500 right now. Now, if we go through a series with the Red Sox and it doesn't go well, maybe I'm antsy. If they sweep the Red Sox, maybe I'm not. So I think right now we're 2 weeks out. And this trade deadline and these trade deadlines recently have been different. With the more playoff teams there are in baseball, there aren't as many sellers or teams that know that they are sellers at this point. So I really think the next 7 to 10 days will be, you know, it will dictate who gets dealt, who doesn't, and the market for those big players.
What do you think is the biggest need for the Cubs?
Starting pitching. It's starting pitching, and it's not, you know, fully production-based. As we said before, they missed four of their top five starters for considerable periods of time. No Javier Assad at all. Justin Steele out for the year. Jameson Taillon, you don't know how long he's out for. And Chota Imanaga's been out for 7 weeks and obviously came back and is pitching well. But I think starting pitching reinforcements are probably a premium for this team.
I've heard people bring up the bench and the lack of offensive production from the bench. I don't know. I don't worry too much about that because this isn't a team that has platoons or has bench guys that are going to be getting starts or regular at-bats on a consistent basis. Do you feel like that's a need? That's not really where I have my eyes.
I'm not worried about the third best offense in baseball or top three offense in baseball until they're not the top three best offense in baseball anymore. So if they go into a struggle over the next week or two, maybe that is a concern. But yeah, there are some players who I've seen over the course of the last 2 months, kind of like Ahmed Rosario from the Nationals. He's a right-hand hitting infielder. He can play everywhere. He rakes against lefties. Alec Ramon Laureano, outfielder for the Orioles, OPS over 900 against left-handed, against left-handed pitching. So there are guys out there that you don't necessarily have to break the bank for it. Trade an Owen Casey or trade a Moises Ballesteros. There are guys out there that I think you can go get who can help this team.
I do think that is something of focus. You know, Garrett Crochet, obviously, one of the best lefties you can face. That's happening on Sunday. And this Cubs team has struggled against, especially the left-handers who are in an ace type of conversation. You know, Mackenzie Gore comes to mind. How much are you considering that when you've seen this team?
I mean, I think that getting somebody who rakes against lefties could help. You talked about Mackenzie Gore, Tarik Skubal. There just so happens to be a really impressive amount of elite left-handed starters. I think the Cubs actually did a really good job against Max Fried last weekend with the Yankees. So that was nice to see. But like Carlos Rodon pitched really well against the Cubs. So I think that's something that you've seen over the last 6 to 8 weeks. They've done well against right-handed starters, not as much stud left-handed starters. So that's part of the calculation when getting to late July and making some moves that could help this team.
Third base, another position that's been brought up when talking about the trade deadline. We talked about PCA and you following him from the minors up here to the majors. Knowing Matt Shaw from his days in the minor league system, how much confidence, how much belief do you still have in him and that he'll figure this thing out?
I'm pretty confident. I mean, you look at a guy who was drafted in the first round as a pure hitter, see throughout the minor league level. He raked in the minors. I mean, the big leagues are different. Look at PCA, his first 200 at-bats weren't great. Now PCA is an MVP candidate. And I'm not saying that Matt Shaw is going to be an MVP candidate, but I think you can tell that he works hard. He's a guy who's a natural-born hitter. And I think that's somebody he's going to get better as the season goes on. And you have the Cubs think they need reinforcements at third base, and they go get somebody great. But I also think that Matt Shaw will be a valuable piece for this team in 2025 and further.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. Obviously, with you having the Iowa history, Alex, when you did play-by-play there, you know that it does take a while. Like Carter Hawkins has brought it up. Jed Hoyer brought it up, I believe, in the last homestand, talking about, well, at this time last year, you know, PCA's numbers were sub-200 hitting. How much can you see that improvement take place when you know the tools are there and you've seen them in minor leagues?
I think you see that very frequently, but it really depends on, you know, where the big league club is at. It was easier for PCA to, you know, get the bandwidth and the space to improve when the team was hovering around 500. For Matt Shaw, there's more pressure because this team's 18 games over 500. This team's the second best in the National League. They have the third best record in all of baseball. So to be able to make those adjustments on the fly and try to produce more when their team is in the middle of a pennant race, in the middle of a divisional chase, and trying to get to a World Series, there's got to be a little bit more pressure on Matt Shaw. But I think he can handle it. I think he's somebody who has shown his ability to work hard and adjust. Just look what he's done defensively. He's a guy who was drafted as a shortstop, didn't play third base really at all until last year, and now he's one of the best defensive third basemen in baseball. So if he could do that hitting-wise, I think Matt Shaw will be in good shape.
Is there somebody at the minor league system right now that you think maybe could come up here and help this team at some point this year?
I mean, Owen Casey has been one of the best hitters on the planet. There's just no real space for him with Kyle Tucker, Seiya Suzuki, Pete Crow Armstrong, and Ian Happ. I think that the Cubs are actually in a really good position catching-wise. Reese McGuire, he was signed as a guy who for a depth piece, and he's been one of the best utility catchers in all of baseball. But I think Moises Baeseras, from an offensive perspective, he's a refined prospect. He's a top-ranked prospect in the organization. And if there's space for him to come up and help from a hitting perspective, I think he's an impact bat who can help this team.
Alex Cohn, thank you so much for joining us today. Have a great call on your game.
Thanks so much. Really appreciate it. Thank you guys for providing the tent here. I'm only sweating a little bit. But go Cubs, go. Let's have some fun today.
We call it a glisten. You're glistening.
Bronze.
He's glowing.
The bronze.
And a nice audience here as well at Gallagher Way.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.